Okay, let's go, sweet boy.
We'll take a walk on a trail that can be enjoyed by anyone. Next on the Naturalist Journal.
There's a deer and there's a buck.
Really?
Yes, a male deer buck, and he's right behind this woodpecker. And he has big antlers. And he's about...
Wouldn't that be nice if he'd come and let us touch him?
Yeah. He's not that afraid of people. He gets a lot of visitors out here.
Here in the outdoors, Bernice Klepak is a stranger in a strange land.
This is called Spanish moss. Now, have you ever felt that before?
No, I haven't ever felt this.
This is different, isn't it?
She relies on her imagination to form the mental images of a world that she can only touch and smell and hear.
And what else can we hear today? Sometimes you hear chickadees. Chickadee-dee-dee-dee.
I hear something pretty far, but I can't tell what it is. That's another wind, isn't it? Over there, pretty far away.
Amanda Hughes and Bernice are walking along a new trail at Brazos Bend State Park. For the first time in her life, Bernice has access to an environment that is often hostile to people with disabilities.
The whole philosophy behind what we've designed is universal access, but integrated access. So what I'd like to see, ultimately, is this trail is never considered a quote-unquote handicap trail or a trail for disabled people, or a braille trail. It's a trail for everybody to enjoy.
Susan DeVault was a volunteer during the designing of the trail.
It encompasses all the different groups with disabilities, no matter what your disability. That's why I call it fully accessible.
Oh, you did?
But at the same time, it's accessible to anybody.
Yeah,
and a lot of times, my family and friends, if I can't do it, they don't do it. So, because they didn't want me to feel left out. The nice thing about this is now we can do it together as a family.
And that's why the Smiths are here. Their son Doug uses a wheelchair to get around, and this trail gives the family an activity they can enjoy together.
This is a really exciting place to come and watch the wildlife. We have all sorts of different birds and mammals and insects that like to come right around here because we're very, very close to the marsh. And when you have marshes and wetlands like this, you have a very high diversity of wildlife.
In a world of sight and sound and strength, the wonders of nature are easy to approach. But for too long, the door to these wonders has locked out the disabled.
A-R-M-A-D-I-L-L-O. Armadillo. And then there's the print over there.
Yes. Okay.
Look at him.
Is that
great? It is. It's great. Okay. So this is what he looks like. Well, well.
What color is he?
For Bernice, the door to these wonders is open.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going into the woods.
Okay.
And it leads us down. Now here, you'll find that we haven't got a church.